I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Well, this is a psalm of David, Psalm 54. And David said that he will freely sacrifice unto thee, unto the Lord. And he will praise the Lord's name, for it is good. And it is good for us to sacrifice. It was good for the people in the Old Testament. God even commanded different sacrifices and things, and it was good for them, and it's good for us. Now, our sacrifices are different than the sacrifices that were made back in those days, but it's still the same principle. And the definition for sacrifice out of the dictionary is to, it's something valuable that you decide not to have in order to get something that is more important. Also, the act of offering something to a god, especially in former times by killing an animal or a person in a religious ceremony. Also, as a verb, it says to willingly stop having something you want or doing something you like in order to get something more important. And so here, that's the definition. It's something that's valuable, something that you like to do, but you give that up in order to get something that's better and more important, or to be a blessing to someone else, or to worship God in that way. And we lived in Africa for a few years, and it was a very common practice there where people would sacrifice animals or birds, and they were doing that to their god. They did it for many different reasons, for protection and for their wanting God's blessing upon their lives, as far as maybe there was a drought and they wanted the rain to come, and so they would sacrifice. And they, one time I remember going to, it had been a real dry time. It was time for the rains to come, and they hadn't been coming, and they needed to plant their crops and all these kind of things, and they wanted the rain. And we came across these people that were by this little stream or river, and they had their altar built, and they were sacrificing animals in order for the rains to come and things like that. Of course, we were trying to help them to see that God isn't pleased with those kind of sacrifices, because Jesus is the one that gave his life, his blood, that we're not to offer the blood of bulls and goats and things, because Jesus gave his blood. But they knew what it was to sacrifice. David also knew what it was to sacrifice. He was, at one point, he numbered the people. This is in 2 Samuel, the last chapter, 24. And he had numbered the people, and he realized that he had sinned. It says here in verse 10, and David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. And it goes on, and I'm not going to have time to look into this, but I want to look at the very last part of this. He was wanting to make a sacrifice unto God, and this man, Araunah, who says in verse 22, said unto David, he said, take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here is oxen for burnt offering, or for burnt sacrifice, and threshing instruments and other instruments of the oxen for wood. And so this Araunah was going to give David the oxen. He was going to give him the threshing floor. He was going to give him the wood even to burn. And David said unto Araunah, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. So David knew what it meant to make a sacrifice. It wasn't something that was just going to be given to him, but it was something that that needed to cost him. He wanted it. I mean, he said it has to cost me something. I'm not going to give an offering unto the Lord that doesn't cost me anything. And that's the principle of sacrifice. And tomorrow we're going to look at a sacrifice as a Christian. One sacrifice, we've already looked at a couple the other day, but another sacrifice from the New Testament that costs us something that is very valuable to us, but we're willing to lay it down in order to obey the Lord and to serve others. So a sacrifice is something that costs us something. It's something that's valuable to us. Jesus said about the woman who had only two mites, and she put them in the treasury there at the temple, and all these people were putting in lots of money. These rich people were putting in lots of money. And when this woman came up, Jesus called his disciples, and he says, I want you to see this. Look at what's happening here. This woman is giving, and it was only two mites that she put in. I'm not sure how they knew that, but he says she was giving all that she had, and that it was a great sacrifice. And he blessed her for that, and he maybe not even said anything to her, but he blessed her in the sense that he said that showed his disciples, and that I think it says there that this should be noted throughout all generations of what this woman had done. So this is something that's a principle in the Bible of sacrificing, not necessarily or not anymore the blood of animals or birds or anything like that, but it's giving something that's valuable to us. Fasting is a form of sacrifice where we give up food for a time to seek the Lord, or we give up food and even drink sometime to seek the Lord, and that's a sacrifice. So I want to leave you with that. God bless you. Thanks for listening. And I also want to encourage you, if you have a message or if you want to leave a voicemail for us, we'd love to hear from you. It's 099, gets you into our voicemail box. Also, Saturday morning Bible study is coming up here. It's every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. And the number to call, if you write this down, 218-862-1300. And the bridge number is 525-819. I'll repeat that again. That's for the Saturday morning Bible study. It's a live Bible study where you can listen live, and then you can also interact. You can ask questions and different things. The number is 218-862-1300, and the bridge number is 525-819. Well, thanks for calling in. God bless your day.